Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Romans 16:17-18. The doctrine which they had learned was the gospel of Christ. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. Whether Jew or Greek, there was only one doctrine. The gospel is God's doctrine to save our soul from sin. Any teaching which is contrary or opposes the gospel of Christ is to be avoided. Those who teach anything which is contrary to the doctrine of Christ serves himself rather than Jesus Christ. Such a one is to be made known, and his teaching is not to be heard. But many are deceived by the false teaching of those who do not serve Christ, but rather serve themselves. Christ cannot be served with a teaching that is not his. Timothy was left at Ephesus by the Apostle Paul so that he might charge some that they teach no other doctrine, 1 Timothy 1:3. Some are easily swayed by false doctrine. The inspired writer told of a time when they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables, 2 Timothy 4:4. In our time, as in the days of the inspired writers, there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers. Titus 1:10. Many wrest or twist the scriptures to fit their own thinking. 2 Peter 3:16. Jude instructed his readers to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Jude 1:3. Some teachers and preachers believe that the faith delivered is not sufficient, and so we need manuals, disciplines, and various catechisms to supplement that which God has delivered. But God never has and does not today condone such extra ingredients to his doctrine. The doctrine of God is unique in that it is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16, 17. Anything other than a doctrine from God only causes divisions and offenses and must be avoided, for good words and fair speeches will only result in the damnation of the soul. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.